Please turn in your Bibles with me to the book of John.
请翻到约翰福音。
It's the fourth book in the New Testament.
新约圣经第四卷书。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章。
We've been looking through the book of John each week.
我们每个礼拜最近都在看约翰福音。
And John's been using this to try to point us to who Jesus is.
约翰福音的目的是要向我们指出耶稣是谁。
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
耶稣基督是世人的救主。
And this last week, Jesus Christ was on his way from Jerusalem up towards Galilee.
上礼拜我们看到的经文讲到耶稣他从耶路撒冷要去加利利。
And he passed through an area called Samaria.
途中经过一个叫撒玛利亚的地方。
And in Samaria, there were a group of people there called the Samaritans, who the Jews did not like.
那撒玛利亚这个地方住的人叫撒玛利亚人，他们是犹太人很讨厌的人。
And Jesus, being tired from his journey, sat down by a well that was there.
那耶稣走累了，他就坐在井边休息。
And a sinful woman came out of the city and was coming to draw water.
那这时候城里就来了一个有罪的妇人，她是来取水。
She had come for water, and what she found was living water in Jesus Christ.
本来是要来打井水，结果她找到了耶稣这个活水。
And then at this point, Jesus' disciples were out in the city to buy food.
那当时耶稣的门徒他刚好出去买食物。
And this is kind of an interesting chapter because we have sort of two stories going on at the same time.
这一章很有意思，因为有两个故事。
And so at this part of the second part of chapter 4, the woman goes back to the city and the disciples return.
那第四章的下半段就讲到那这个妇人就出城去了，那这时候门徒就回来了。
And Jesus revealed himself to be the Messiah.
那耶稣就表明他是弥赛亚的身份。
And we might think that that is the end of the story with the woman at the well, but it's not.
我们可能以为说这个井边撒玛利亚妇人的这个故事就到此为止。
Now, as we look at how the story continues, there's a question I want you to consider.
那我们继续看的时候，我想问大家一个问题。
Imagine if the woman came to the well, Jesus wasn't there, and there was no water in the well.
想象一下，假设说这个妇人来井边打水，那耶稣不在那里，那这个井里也没有水。
The priorities of all the people of that city would change.
那整个撒玛利亚人的生活就会改变。
They would drop whatever they were doing to try to find a new source of water.
他们的整个生活的优先顺序都会改变，他们会立刻放下所有的事情去找，另外再找水源。
Because what's more necessary to our lives than water?
因为我们生活中有什么东西会比水更重要呢？
I mean, maybe air, maybe gravity, I don't know.
也许空气更重要，或者地心引力。
Water is so important that everybody would drop whatever they were doing to make sure that they could get more water.
可是水非常的重要，所以人可以为了水放下一切来寻找水。
But Jesus pointed out in our sermon last week that there's something greater than water, it's living water.
但在上个礼拜的经文中我们看到耶稣他指出人生有一件事比这个水更重要，就是活水。
And there are the things that we think we need and the things that we want the most, and then there are the things that we really need the most.
人生有生活上有些东西我们觉得是我们需要的，可是在这需要的东西里面有一件是最需要的。
It may be that you came here this morning looking for fellowship.
今天早上你来到教会，也许是想要找到朋友。
It might be that you came here looking for comfort.
或者想要寻求安慰。
Or learning how to speak Chinese or how to speak English.
或者是想来学中文或学英文。
It might be that you came here looking for some advice about how to be a good person, how to live better.
或者是想要来这边寻求一些忠告，想要知道说我要怎么样可以变成一个好人。
Those things are all good things.
这些都是好事。
But I hope what you find here this morning is something much greater.
可是我希望你今天早上来这边可以找到更重要的事。
I hope like this woman you find something much greater than what you were looking for.
我希望你像这位撒玛利亚夫人一样，你可以来这边找到比你当初来这里想到是更重要的事。
I hope you find Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Messiah.
我希望你来这边可以找到耶稣基督，他是世人的救主，他是弥赛亚。
And I want you to notice as we read in verse 28.
今天我们读二十八节的时候，
it says that the woman left her water pot there.
在二十八节，我们看到这个妇人就丢下了她的水罐。
She left what she was doing to do something that was now more important.
她本来是来打水的，现在却为了一件更重要的事情丢下了她原先来做的事。
And as we read this, I want you to consider that there is nothing in the world so important as knowing Jesus Christ.
读这段经文的时候，请大家记住，这世上没有一件事会比认识耶稣还更重要。
And knowing him should change the way we live immediately and from now on.
认识耶稣应该要改变我们的生活方式，是立刻改变，而且是永远改变。
So hear now God's word from John chapter 4, verse 27 through 42.
So 我们来看今天这段经文，约翰福音四章二十七到四十二节。
And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why do you speak with her?" So the woman left her water pot and went into the city.And said to the man, "Come, see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is it?" They went out of the city and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples were requesting him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." The disciples therefore were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" Jesus said to them,My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. And from that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all the things that I have done." So when the Samaritans came to him,They were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world."
约翰福音四章二十七节，正在这时候，门徒回来了，看见耶稣跟一个妇人说话，就很稀奇，但是没有人问耶稣说你要什么，或问他你为什么跟他说话。那妇人撇下了他的水罐，进到城里去，对众人说，你们来看看一个人，他把我所做的一切都说出来，难道这人就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。当时门徒对耶稣说，拉比，请吃饭。耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们所不知道的。门徒就彼此说，难道有人拿东西给他吃吗？耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行 差我来者的旨意，并且完成他的工作。你们不是说还有4个月才到收割的时候吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得到工资，也积存五谷到永生，使撒种的和收割的一同快乐。这人撒种，那人收割，这话是真的。我派你们去收割你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们却享受他们劳苦的成果。因为那妇人做见证说，她把我所做的一切都说出来了，那城里就有许多撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。于是他们来到耶稣那里，求他 和他们同住。耶稣就在那里住了2天。因着耶稣的话，信他的人就更多了。 他们便对那妇人说，现在我们信，不再是因为你说什么，而是因为我们亲自听见了，知道这一位真是世人的救主。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we know that you are the Messiah.
主耶稣，我们知道你是弥赛亚。
The Savior of the world.
是世人的救主。
Lord, we ask that you would speak to us now, for your servants are listening.
主啊，求你现在就向我们说话，因为你的仆人正在洗耳恭听。
And that you would instruct us with your law.
请你教导我们认识你的律法。
And you would comfort our hearts with your gospel.
也用你的福音来安抚我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, what is most important in your life?
各位弟兄姐妹，人生最对你来说最重要的事是什么？
What are the things that you spend the most time thinking about?
有什么事是你花最多时间去思考的？
What are your goals?
你人生的有哪些目标？
What are the things that you find yourself praying for the most?
你发现你最常为什么事来祷告？
Jesus Christ said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在那里。
For those who store up their treasure on earth, you will have your reward on earth and nowhere else.
在地上积聚财宝的人，你的奖赏就是在地上而已。
For you who store up your treasure in Jesus Christ and find it there, you will have eternal reward.
可是你如果在耶稣那边积聚财宝，你就会有永恒的财宝。
Isaiah said, "The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness."
以赛亚说，耶和华必被尊崇，因为他居住在高天。他必以公平与公义充满锡安。
And he shall be the stability of your times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge.
他是你一生一世的保障，丰盛的救恩，智慧和知识。
The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
敬畏耶和华就是你的至宝。
Your job may fail you.
你的工作可能会让你失望。
Your friends may fail you.
朋友可能让你失望。
Food and water will fail you one day.
将来有一天，食物跟水也会让你失望。
Your body will fail you.
你的身体也会让你失望。
But I hope you know this morning, Jesus never fails.
可是我要告诉你，耶稣绝对不会让你失望。
He will never fail you.
他绝对不会让你失望。
And it's okay if you lose these other things.
失去别的东西没有关系。
It's okay if your body fails you because He is the resurrection and the life.
身体有疾病没有关系，因为耶稣他就是复活，就是生命。
It's okay if you go without food, without water because He is the bread of life. He is the living water.
没有东西吃，没有水喝没有关系，因为耶稣是我们生命的粮，他是活水。
Every moment that you spend praying to Jesus.
你每次向耶稣祷告。
Every moment you spend knowing Him, loving Him.
每次你去认识耶稣，去爱耶稣，
and worshiping him,
去敬拜他，
that is a treasure that will never fade away.
这些都是永不会朽坏的财宝，
it can never be taken from you.
永远不能被夺走。
And as I speak, I ask you to reevaluate what are your priorities in life, and are you living for the things that matter the most?
我要请你重新来审视，来理清你生命中的优先顺序。
Because what does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
因为人若赚得全世界却失去自己的灵魂，这有什么益处呢？
As Jesus has shown himself to be the living water that's far more valuable than the water in Jacob's well.
耶稣让我们看见他是活水，这个活水远比这个雅各井的水还重要。
He now uses this opportunity to showthat his work and the Father's will is more important than food.
他用这个机会来告诉他们说，天父的旨意，天父的工作比食物还重要。
It's not that Jesus is not hungry. It's not that he's not tired.
当然，这不表示耶稣他不累不饿。
But he uses this opportunity to show the disciples what is most important.
可是他借这个机会让门徒看见什么事更重要。
This he shows the Samaritans, the lost people, and saving them is more important than food and water. It's a spiritual harvest.
也让撒玛利亚人看到属灵的 拯救是比这个吃这个吃东西喝水还重要。
And so I think there's a parallel between Jesus comparing himself to be living water, you know, in contrast to the water in Jacob's well.
所以耶稣拿自己的活水来跟雅各井的水做比较。
And Jesus saying something similar when he says he doesn't need to eat because he has food that they don't know about.
耶稣跟门徒说他有食物吃，那这个食物是门徒不知道的食物。
I wonder how many of us have ever foregone a meal to share the gospel.
在座有没有人曾经为了传福音就错过吃饭的时间？
I'm not saying that you should do that.
我不是鼓励你都不要吃饭了。
But if you did,
可是如果有这样的情形，
and someone was saved from it,
你因为为了传福音就错过吃饭，这样有人会因此就得拯救。
That would be a harvest that would never be taken away.
这样子的成果是没有人可以夺走的。
And if you ate a meal, you'd still get hungry a few hours later.
反正你吃饭，吃完饭几个小时后又会饿了。
Or like me, you'd probably get hungry a few minutes later.
或者如果跟我一样，就是吃完饭马上就饿。
Now I want you to notice in this passage that the woman who goes out to share the gospel, she does not wait to graduate seminary first.
看到这个撒玛利亚人，他一听到这个福音之后，他就马上去传福音，他并没有等到自己从神学院毕业才去传福音。
She does not wait until she's been become a pastor or an elder or a deacon.
他没有等到自己成了牧师、长老或执事才去传福音。
She does not even wait until she's recognized by the town to be a good person.
甚至没有等到说自己可以把名声重新整顿一下再去传福音。
Like Andrew and Philip in chapter 1, she goes immediately to tell the people in the town.
我们在约翰福音一章看到安德烈跟跟腓力，他们一听到福音就马上去城里跟大家传福音。
And she doesn't know much about sharing the gospel.
这个妇人并不太知道怎么传福音。
But this is what she does know.
但是她知道的是
that the man at the well
在井边的这个人
knows everything that she ever did,
对他做过的每一件事都了若指掌。
And that he is the Messiah.
那这个人是弥赛亚。
And that's all she needs to know.
他只需要知道这一点就够了。
Because her job in evangelism is to bring people to Jesus.
因为他传福音的目的就是要带人来到耶稣面前就好。
She doesn't say, "Let me convince you with all of my logic."
他并不是要用他的逻辑理论来说服别人信耶稣。
But she invites people, come see a man.
他就是主要是邀请人来见耶稣本人。
Who has told me everything I've ever done.
这个耶稣把他做过的事全都讲出来了。
That's what evangelism is.
传福音就是这样。
That's what John does with us. He brings us to Jesus Christ.
这名约翰就是这样，他把我们带到耶稣面前。
And this is important that we do this because the best evangelist in the world is the Holy Spirit.
我们传福音一定要把人带到耶稣面前，因为最会传福音的就是圣灵。
We get excited when a famous evangelist like, say, Franklin Graham comes to Taiwan.
每次有名的布道家来，我们就很兴奋。比如说葛福林，他来台湾布道过。
And that's a wonderful opportunity to bring people to hear the gospel.
那是很好的机会，可以带人去听福音。
But the one who gives Franklin Graham any effectiveness,
可是葛福林他的服事如果有任何果效的话，
speaks from the Bible,
完全是因为他是从圣经来传讲的关系。
And he's always with us. The Holy Spirit is always with us.
圣灵他总是与我们同在。
Even if you feel unqualified to share the gospel,
即使你觉得自己不够格可以传福音，
the Holy Spirit is certainly qualified.
圣灵一定有资格来传福音。
If we bring people to Scripture, God can convince them.
只要我们带人来看圣经，上帝就自己会说服人来信靠他。
And he does.
他确实会这样做。
And this happens in the reading of the word, but especially in the hearing of the word preached.
我们读圣经的时候，就可以让神来对我们说话。那听讲道的时候，更能够听到神对我们说话。
Because faith comes from hearing.
因为信心是从先听到而来。
And Jesus Christ is present in his church where two or three are gathered in a special way.
在教会里面只要两三个人奉耶稣的名聚在一起，耶稣就很用很特别的方式跟他们同在。
And I want you to know that how amazing it is how God used this weak woman's effort. Look how many people she brought to him.
我们来看上帝怎么样使用这个软弱的撒玛利亚妇人，你看她带领多少人来信主。
In verse 39 it says that they came because of the woman's testimony.
三十九节讲到说，很多撒玛利亚人来是因为那个妇人做见证。
And then in verse 41, it says that they believe because of Jesus' word.
然后四十一节说，他们来见了耶稣，听了耶稣说话之后，信的人就更多了。
And God used both of these methods to bring these people to Him.
上帝用这两种方法带领人来到他面前。
And I want you to notice that this, when this woman goes out to share the gospel, she's not worried about her sin.
这个妇人去传福音的时候，她一点都不担心她犯过的罪。
If that water in the well had dried up,
如果说那个井，那口井的水干了。
And the whole town was looking for more water.
那全村都在另外找水源。
And the woman said, I found a place, another well, there's more water.
那如果这妇人说，我另外找到一口井，还有更多的水。
Would it make sense that the people say, why should we believe you? You've slept with six different men.
那你想村民会不会说我们干嘛相信你，你先后跟六个男人上过床。
No, her sin does not change the truth of the thing.
应该不会，因为她虽然犯过罪，可是事实就是事实，不会因为她犯过罪她说的话就事实就不是事实。
In fact, it's her sin that she points to. She doesn't hide her sin from the people. She saysCome show, see a man who knows my sins.
他反而，直接讲出说，你们来看这个人，他把我犯过的罪、做过的事都讲出来了。
So she doesn't share the gospel by declaring her own uprightness.
所以她传福音并不是说自己有多好。
But Christ's power.
而是主要在讲基督多么有能力。
We ought not share the gospel this way either.
所以我们传福音也不应该是。自夸自己有多好。
If we say, "Oh, I used to be a sinner like you,"
如果我们传福音的时候说，哦，我以前跟你一样是个罪人。
But praise the Lord, I'm a saint now.
可是赞美主，我现在已经是圣徒了。
And if you would like to be on this lofty level and be able to look down at everyone, you can too.
如果你想要像我这样成为一个圣徒，很崇高的话，你也是可以办得到。
No, that's not the way. That's not the gospel.
这不是福音，传福音不是这样子。
The gospel is that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣的福音是要来拯救罪人。
And Paul said, "Of which I am foremost."
保罗说，我是罪魁。
And this is a comfort to us.
我们应该觉得很安慰。
Because you want the lost people of Taiwan to come to the Lord Jesus, don't you?
因为你希望台湾没有信主人都能够信主，不是吗？
And if I thought that the primary way that God brought people to himself was by people seeing my good works.
如果我以为说我自己要很好，上帝才能够带领人来信主的话，
then my hopes for Taiwan would not be that great because I'm a sinful man.
那我真的觉得台湾没救了，因为我自己是个罪人。
But my hope is not in that I'm a good man.
可是如果我的盼望希望不是放在自己是个好人上面，
but that I serve a good God.
而是放在我服侍一个很好的神。
And if they really come into contact with God, they will see it too.
只要他们来接触到上帝，他们也会想要相信。
And God changes us and makes us better.
上帝改变我们，让我们变得更好。
But it's not our good works that brings people to Jesus, but God's gospel.
可是带领人来信主的不是我们的善行，而是福音本身。
And so if you think thatYou'll share the gospel by riding in on your, like a hero on your white horse and dispersing it to the beggars below you.
如果你以为传福音就是好像英雄骑着白马来施舍这个福音给那些乞丐。
That pride will ruin what you're trying to do.
这样的骄傲会让你的侍奉完全不会有果效。
We show Jesus to be the savior of sinners by showing that he is merciful to sinners like us.
我们如果想让人看见耶稣是罪人的救主，我们就要让他们看见耶稣会怜悯像我们这样的罪人。
Now, as the woman is out sharing the gospel,
那这个妇人出去传福音。
Christ has a moment to speak with his disciples.
那这时候耶稣在跟他的门徒说话。
And I think that perhaps as he's talking with the disciples, Samaritans are coming in the distance.
可能在说话的时候，撒玛利亚人就远远的走过来了。
And Christ compares the gathering of souls to a harvest.
那基督耶稣呢，就把这个灵魂的积聚，就是比喻成收割农作物。
Now in agricultural societies, everybody knows how important the harvest time is.
在农业社会里面，大家都知道收割的季节很重要。
You don't schedule your vacation during that time.
你不会在收割的季节出去度假。
You don't do anything else at that time.
在收割的季节，你不会去忙别的事。
Because there's an urgency about it.
因为这个是有急迫性的。
Because the food is ready to be harvested, and you don't want to lose it.
因为农作物已经成熟了，已经准备要收割了。
You drop everything to tend to that harvest.
你一定会放下手上一切工作，就是赶快去收割。
And the harvest is plentiful, and the workers are few.
庄稼已经很多，可是工人很少。
This is important. The woman left her water. Jesus goes without food for it.
因为庄稼是这么的重要，所以妇人就丢下她的水罐。那耶稣呢？他也情愿错过一餐，要忙着去收这个庄稼。
And Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me to accomplish His work."
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，并且完成他的工作。
That's also a comfort to us. Look at how highly Jesus values saving us.
我们应该觉得很受安慰，因为耶稣他很看重拯救我们的这件事。
The Savior of the world, who's such a hard worker in his life, would forego his own food.
这位世人的救主，他是这样努力的传福音，甚至愿意错过一餐。
For Samaritans,
而且是为撒玛利亚人错过这一餐。
And he says to the disciples, "Do you not say?" There are 4 months and then comes harvest. Behold, the fields are already white with harvest.
耶稣对门徒说，你们不是说还有四个月才到收割的时候吗？我告诉你们，你现在举目向田观看，这些庄稼已经熟了，已经可以收割了。
And verse 36, already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal.
收割的人会得到工资，那他们也会积存五谷到永生。使撒种的收割了一同快乐。
Let me ask you, what else can you do that has such eternal rewards?
你可以做什么让你得到永恒的奖赏呢？
When you pray, you take a few minutes out of your day to pray for the salvation of the lost in Taiwan.
比如说你花几分钟时间为台湾没有信主的人来祷告。
That has a more lasting impact than basically anything else you do.
这样的影响力比你做其他的事是更大的。
We're so caught up in temporary success and climbing the ladder.
我们常常就是会去注意短暂的成功，一直要往上爬。
I think men are in particular.
尤其是男人。
But there is not a soul that you pass on the street who will not outlive this entire island.
可是你在街上看到的每一个人，他们都能够活得比这整个台湾岛还久。
And to think that God uses sinful people like you and me.Like these fishermen and tax collectors.
想到上帝可以用像我们这样的罪人，像那些渔夫、那些税吏这样的罪人。
Like this sinful Samaritan woman.
像那个有罪的撒玛利亚妇人。
To bring precious souls to Jesus Christ into eternal life.
他用我们这样的罪人来带领灵魂来进入永生。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是很不可思议？
And I was convicted this week as I was reading this.
这礼拜。
How little do I pray for the salvation of the lost?
这礼拜我读这节经文的时候，真的是深深感触到我自己为那失丧的灵魂到底付出多少祷告。
And how important and valuable is it?
这个祷，这样的祷告真的非常的重要。
Now it says that Jesus says that they are entering into the harvest of others.
那耶稣讲到说他们在。想收割别人劳苦的结果。
He says, "One sows and another reaps."
他说有人这人撒种，那人收割。
Now Jesus, I think, is turning this saying on its head. He's changing the meaning of this saying.
耶稣把这句俗话颠倒过来。
Because what that saying probably meant before was, you do your work and then somebody else comes and takes all the reward.
他可能意思是说，你去撒种、去耕耘，然后别人来把你的农作物给拿走了。原来的意思是这样。
You sow crops and then your enemy comes and takes them away.
你辛苦的耕种，结果你的敌人来把你的作物抢走了。
But I mean, how would you feel if you had food that you grew and then somebody else just took it all away after all your hard work?
如果你种了一大堆农作物，结果被别人偷走了、抢走了，你会什么感受？
But I want you to notice that those who sow and those who reap in this harvest, they rejoice together.
可是这在福音的工厂上撒种、收割，撒种的人跟收割人是一起欢喜快乐的。
Jesus is showing that those who sow ought not to be in despair if they don't see the fruit of their work.
耶稣这边的意思是说，撒种的人如果没有看到你耕耘的结果，你也不要难过或是失望。
Because if someone else comes and reaps the harvest,
因为会有别人来帮你收割。
You rejoice with those people.
那你要跟收割的人一起来很高兴，很快乐。
And that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
因为你们在主里的劳苦不是枉然的。
And for those people who God uses to reap a lot of people.
那有些人来就收割很多人，带领很多人信主。
But didn't do much sowing.
但是他们之前并没有做很多撒种的工作。
They should not be proud that they're just so good at evangelism.
他们也不应该自以为傲，觉得说、哦、我太会传福音了，我一传就很多人信主。
Because God has used other people to get those hearts ready.
因为上帝使用别人来预备这些人的心，让他们预备好可以领受福音。
In this case, God has already used the prophets of the Old Testament.
在今天这个故事里面，上帝已经用旧约的先知来预备他们的心。
Because the Samaritans were already expecting the Messiah to come. They were waiting for him.
因为撒玛利亚人已经知道弥赛亚，他们一直在殷勤期盼弥赛亚的来临。
He probably used John the Baptist too.
上帝同样的，他也是使用施洗约翰来预备人心。
And this Samaritan woman.
还有这位撒玛利亚妇人。
And then the crowds are coming to Jesus and his disciples, and they reap a harvest.
那这时候呢，撒玛利亚人就一大群人就来到耶稣跟门徒那边，那他们就带领他们信主，就收割了这个结果。
So some sow and some reap, and we all rejoice together. There's just one body.
所以有人撒种，有人收割，我们撒种的跟收割的一同快乐，因为我们是同一个身体。
And we'll be reminded of that in communion this morning, that we are one church, one people with Christ.
今天早上要领圣餐，这圣餐也是提醒我们，我们在基督里是同一个身体。
And I want you to notice how God brought these people to himself without using any miracles.
看到这边，上帝并没有行神迹，就带领这些人信主。
There are so many people who want to see a sign. They want people to be healed before they believe.
很多人想看神迹，很多人希望说先病能够先得医治再信主。
And God has used miracles before to strengthen our faith, but miracles don't create it.
可是，上帝之前用很多神向我们彰显很多神迹，可是神迹不见得让我们可以有产生信心。
God uses His word to create faith.
上帝用他的话来让我们心里面生出信心。
And there were many Jews who saw far more signs than the Samaritans ever did.
很多犹太人见过非常多的神迹，比撒玛利亚人见过的神迹还多。
And yet did not come to Jesus.
但是他们并没有来信耶稣。
And there are many Samaritans who are in heaven right now because they came when Jesus showed no signs.
现在在天上有很多撒玛利亚人，因为当初耶稣来的时候并没有向他们行神迹，光是向他们传讲他们就信了。
And all that to say, don't wait.
我的重点就是要告诉你不要等。
Soon as God calls you, you come.
上帝一旦呼召你，你就来。
And there's a phrase that Jesus uses here, that John uses here, and the Samaritans use to refer to Jesus.
那耶稣约翰在这边还有撒玛利亚人在这边也用了一个 用了一句话来形容耶稣。
The only time it occurs in the book of John.
这个在约翰福音只出现过一次。
Savior of the world.
说他是世人的救主。
After the Samaritans came to Jesus and he stayed with them for 2 days.
那之后呢？啊，耶稣就在撒玛利亚人那里住了两天。
Remember when the woman said, "I know the Messiah who's coming, and when he comes, he will declare all things to us."
那撒玛利亚。上礼拜讲到撒玛利亚人妇人说、哦、我知道弥赛亚会来，他来了之后就会把一切都告诉我们。
And there was a people ready to be taught by God.
所以、有一群人他们已经准备好要听上帝的教导。
And I'm sure Jesus told them very many things, and things they needed to hear.
相信耶稣也给他们许多的教导。
And John doesn't tell us what Jesus shared with them.
约翰并没有告诉我们耶稣在那两天里面跟他们分享了什么。
But he shares with us the result of what Jesus had said.
但是他有谈到耶稣讲了这些话之后带来什么结果。
They said, "It is no longer because of what this woman says that we believe."
那这些撒玛利亚人说，我们现在信耶稣并不是因为这位撒玛利亚妇人跟我们说过什么。
Because we have heard for ourselves and we know.That this one is the Savior of the world.
我们现在相信是因为我们已经亲自听见了，我们知道这一位真是世人的救主。
How many movies have you seen where some hero saves the world?
你有看过多少电影都在演英雄拯救世界的故事？
Seems every movie there's someone who does this.
好像在每一部电影里面都会有这样一个英雄。
But in real life, how many people can you think of who could actually say this person saved the world?
可是在真实的世界里面有多少人你真的可以说他是世人的救主呢？
This person is the savior of the world.
这一位真的是世人的救主。
I can only think of one.
我只能想到有一个人是这样符合这个名称。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
The savior of the world.
他真的是世人的救主。
And this shows that he is a savior, that he came to do something, to save. That's what his name means.
耶稣这个名字意思就是来拯救的意思。
That's why he was born, that's why he died.
这是他降生的目的，也是他受死的目的。
It's why he was raised.
也是他复活的目的。
It's why he prays for us now because he is a complete savior.
他现在不断为我们祷告，是因为他是一个完全的救主。
And when he saves from beginning to end.
而且他的拯救是从头到尾的拯救。
But it also shows that he's just not just the savior of the Jews, but he's the savior of the world.
可他不但是犹太人的救主，他也是全世界的救主。
That these Samaritans are convinced that this Jew has come to save them as well.
那撒玛利亚人知道这位犹太人耶稣也是要来拯救他们的。
And it's important that we do the same thing.
我们也应该这样做。
That we believe not just that Jesus was a great man or that he was a prophet.
我们不该只把耶稣认为耶稣只是一个很好的人或者是一个先知。
But that we can say from our hearts, I know that this one, Jesus Christ, is my Savior.
而是我们可以真的从心里面很真心的说，我知道耶稣基督他真的是我的救主。
And all of those things he did from the beginning of his life to the end were done for me as well.
知道说耶稣在世上从头到尾所做的每一件事情都是为了我的缘故。
The Savior of the world.
他是世人的救主。
God said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that whosoever believes would be saved.
约翰福音三章十六节讲到说，神爱世人，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节
It says, as many as received them, to them he gave the right to become the children of God.
他说凡是、接受他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
The people of Taiwan, here's good news for you.
在台湾、我有一个好消息要告诉台湾人。
Whoever receives Jesus Christ will be a child of God.
就是凡是接受耶稣基督的人就可以做上帝的儿女。
This gospel is for you.
这个福音是给你的。
Now I want you to consider for a moment, what if the woman had returned to the well and the story were different?
我们来想一下，如果这个撒玛利亚妇人她回到井边的时候，故事的发展不一样。
There's still water in the well.
就是井里面还是有水。
But Jesus was gone.
可是耶稣却不见了。
The Messiah of the world, the awaited one.
那我们引颈期待的那一位弥赛亚。
He came and he left.
他来了又走了。
What would they do?
他们会怎么办？
Do you think there would be desperation? This was the one that we have waited for so long, and now he's gone.
他们会不会觉得很绝望呢？因为我们已经等他等那么久，结果他来了，竟然又走了。
Where else could they find someone who could give them living water?
他们还可以去找谁给他们活水呢？
Where else could they find another Messiah?
他们还可以去哪里找一位弥赛亚呢？
Where else could they find another Savior of the world?
他们可以去哪里找一位世人的救主呢？
There is no other.
已经没有别人了。
I want you to consider something else.
请大家再想一件事。
What if this is the last sermon you ever hear?
万一今天这篇讲道是你这辈子最后听的一篇讲道呢？
What if this week Jesus returns?
万一这个礼拜耶稣就再来呢？
Or this week you die?
或是这个礼拜你就死了呢？
What if the gospel has been brought to you this morning and you think there's always tomorrow?
今天你听到这福音，可是你却觉得说总是还有明天。
I can become a Christian later. There's other things I want to do now.
我现在还有事情要忙，我以后再来信。
But what if there is no tomorrow?
可是万一你没有明天了呢？
Sinners, I want you to sense the urgency.
我要你感受到那个急迫性。
Whatever your water pot is, put it down.
不管你是拿着什么样的水罐，我要劝你放下来。
The Bible says that now is the day of salvation.
圣经说，如今就是拯救的时刻。
Jesus Christ Himself offers Himself to you now.
耶稣他现在就要把自己给你。
And there is nothing more important that you receive Him and submit to His rule.
没有什么比你把自己献给耶稣更重要。
Even if that means the loss of everything else that you have.
即使你要丢弃万事来得着耶稣。
So drop everything until you receive Jesus Christ.
所以你要放下一切，先来接受耶稣。
If you are not a Christian this morning,
现在如果今天早上你还不是基督徒。
If you haven't rested in Christ alone for salvation,
如果你还没有把你的救赎单单的交在耶稣的手中。
If you haven't submitted to Him for life.
如果你还没有把你的生命交给耶稣，
I hope that you don't go to sleep tonight.
希望你还不要晚上还不要上床睡觉。
Before you find your rest in Jesus Christ.
在你还没有在耶稣里面找到你的安息之前，
I hope that you don't eat another meal until you find Jesus Christ to be your bread of life.
我甚至希望你还不要吃下一餐，先找到耶稣成为你生命的粮。
And I hope that you don't have another sip of water until you know that Jesus Christ is your living water.
我希望你先知道耶稣是你的活水，再来喝水。
And that you find God's will and His work to be your food and drink.
我希望你能够在上帝的旨意跟上帝的工作中找到你的食物。
And I hope my words this morning haunt you.
希望今天早上我的讲道能够扎你的心，
and that you find no peace at all,
让你的心里没有一点平安，
until you find your peace and your life in Jesus Christ.
直到你在耶稣里面，你才找到真正的平安。
Because there is no peace anywhere else.
因为在别处你是找不到平安的。
There is no real peace apart from Him.
除了耶稣以外，没有一个地方可以给你真正的平安。
But for those of you who have Jesus.
可是如果你已经拥有了耶稣，
I want you to consider what a treasure you have been given.
请你想想看你得到是怎么样多大的财宝。
If you lose the world, what does it matter?
如果你失去了这全世界，失去了一切，又有什么关系呢？
For what is the world to him who has heaven?
因为这世界比起天上真的是微不足道。
If God has you starved to death,
如果上帝让你饿死，
It's okay.
没有关系，
because you have the bread of life.
因为你已经有了生命的粮，
you have the living water.
你已经有了活水。
If you die for Jesus Christ,
如果你为耶稣而死，
that's okay.
没有关系，
Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the light that will never be taken away.
因为耶稣会让你复活，他会赐给你生命，这是别人夺不走的。
If your bodies fail,
如果你的身体生病了，
you can rest in the fact that Jesus Christ will give you a new one.
你可以有指望，因为你知道耶稣将来会给你一个新的身体。
That's incorruptible.
那是不能朽坏的身体。
If you don't have good parents,
如果你的父母对你不好，
it's okay.
没有关系。
Because God is your father.
因为上帝就是你的父。
When you suffer,
当你受苦的时候，
when you are disappointed,
当你失望的时候，
when you lose your job,
当你失业的时候，
Whatever happens,
不管发生什么事，
keep your eyes on Jesus Christ,
你要定睛仰望耶稣。
Know that when you have Jesus Christ, you have everything that you really need.
你要知道，当你拥有了耶稣基督，你就拥有你生命所需要的一切。
Where else could you find such a savior?
你在哪里还能找到这样的救主呢？
Where else could you find such a man?
你在哪里还能找到这样的人呢？
Nowhere.
没有别的地方。
There is no other name under heaven.By which men may be saved, but Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣基督之外，别无拯救。因为天下人间没有四下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
If you don't know him,
如果你不认识耶稣，
don't wait another moment.
一分钟都不要再等。
Now is the day of salvation.
现在就来寻找这个救赎。
Now the Savior Jesus Christ has been proclaimed to you.
现在你已经听见耶稣要救赎你的信息。
Drop everything.
你要放下一切。
Lose everything if need be.
如果需要的话，你愿意，你就丢弃一切。
If only you gain Jesus Christ.
只为了要得着基督。
God said, "Then you will call upon me and come to me."
上帝说，你们要呼求我，祷告我。
And I will listen to you.
我就应允你们。
And you will seek me.
你们也寻求我。
And you will find me.
就会寻见。
When you search for me with all your heart.
你若专心寻求我。
And I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
我必被你们寻见，这是上帝说的。
Let us then seek the Lord Jesus Christ with undivided hearts.
让我们专心来寻求主耶稣基督。
Until we find him to be not only the Savior of the world, but our Savior.
直到我们不但明了他是世人的救主，他也是我们的救主。
Your Savior.
是你的救主。
And he satisfies you freely with living water.
他会白白地赐给你活水来满足你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。